The ruling last week struck down only two parts of the controversial Act 10 approved by the legislature last year. Marty Beal says the result is that five units of the Wisconsin State Employees Union can begin collecting dues again from members and that annual recertification votes are no longer required. He says it also means bargaining for wages should begin immediately.
Because we were certified before the law was signed, and the federal court judge ruled that the certification process was illegal or unconstitutional, that we are then certified today. And so as the certified agent of those five units, we're demanding to start bargaining.
The ruling calls for mandatory dues collection to begin again by the end of May. Beal says he'll be sending state officials another letter about that soon.
Later this week, we're going to hand carry a letter to the Office of State Employment Relations, basically demanding that they sit down and talk about how we implement together the provisions of the court decision from last Friday.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen hasn't decided yet whether to appeal the court ruling, but in a statement released Friday, he said granting unions the right to collect dues may give unions more power over their members, but he says it won't benefit public employees themselves. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.